Our scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 6. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Kathy Kinzer, who's our Director of Multicultural Student Services, is a graduate of Edinburgh University, did a master's at Regent, has served and continues to serve with the Coalition of Christian Outreach and is now on our campus. Please welcome Kathy.
Morning. Ooh, people are awake. That is impressive. Well, you have to bear with me just a little bit. I've had the pleasure of being sick for the last 3 days, and at least this morning I wake up and my voice doesn't sound 6 feet too deep. It just sounds 3 feet too deep. So I am recovering. My scripture left. Yes, so just for a bit, wanted to talk a little bit about let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So if you could just work with me for just a little bit and think about don't give up, but push. And I know, where are we? We haven't hit midterms yet, but the semester is kind of rolling along, and winter is kind of dragging along, and life is kind of dragging along. And sometimes we just need to know, we just got to push a little bit. I just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other. I attempted to be discouraged, but I just got to keep moving, for there is a harvest that I will reap if I continue to keep going. And I'm encouraged by the words of Paul in the book of Galatians. We find Paul writing to this church in Galatia, reminding them to stick to the gospel that they've been taught and they've come to know Christ through. We find this letter as an apologetic for the essential New Testament truth that we are justified by faith in Jesus Christ. And that word justified means declared righteous, very opposite of being condemned. You see, the Galatians had this freedom from the law because of Christ, yet the letter suggests that they were wrestling with their old beliefs. They have been brought a false gospel, and that they were misdirected, still observing special days and months and seasons, yet there was a freedom that had been given to them because of this New Testament truth, this new covenant that they were under. And I don't know about you, but sometimes it seems as if we can be easily misguided from the truth, and sometimes we can buy in to the lies. And in ways, we live in bondage to those lies, yet living into the truth. The Galatians were free because of Christ, yet they were living into their past in which they used to live by. So here's my story a little bit. Let me share with you maybe ways in which I found myself swayed from the truth and bought into the lies. Don't let it sway you just because Dean mentioned that I went to school a little bit. I didn't really want to. You see, I'm smart. I'm not a genius, but the Lord has given me some intelligence. But for years, I struggled in school, struggling thinking that I wasn't smart or wrestling with what I really had to give academically. Not liking school, didn't like reading. I had parents who were teachers, struggling in math, had a hard time understanding things. A really, really slow reader. And when I went to high school, at the same high school where my mom was an English teacher, came to learn that after some testing, they found that I had a learning disability. Now, this was news to all of my family, some folks who didn't even want to believe that. And what they found out was that I'm a really black and white person. And all these books that I was reading, talking about flashbacks, reading in flashbacks, and reading things that were being said but not really being said. And it began to make a little sense maybe why English, which was my mother's favorite thing, I hated so much. I really just didn't like reading. And for me, I went through the motions in school, but really just kind of wasn't my thing. And so for a while, I was like, I don't like school. I'm going to just do it. And I didn't want to go to college. But understanding some of my deficiencies in order to fill them up and make them better helped me to become a better student and overall a better person. See, the truth was that I was smart. The lie that I lived into was that I wasn't. I don't know about you, but see, I've learned to love learning, and I love to learn new things. But I had to find me in that. You see, I have an older brother who's significantly older, who is darn near a genius. And if you can imagine, sometimes one sibling gets pinned up against the other. And for a while, he learned came easy to him. I had to work for every A, B, C, and D that I got. My brother, with an Ivy League education, I had to learn that I am Kathy Yvonne Kinzer, and that's okay. I've been created to learn and to give that information back. Well, here's another thing. I grew up in a household with two parents around, but my parents divorced when I was young, and when I was 9, I started just to live with my mom only. And while I had a relationship with my dad, and I still do, we figured out how to make things happen, whether or not a man was around to do things. And so, like a lot of young girls sometimes who grew up with that fracture in their life, I kind of had, by the time I was 19 and 20, I kind of had this "I don't need a man" attitude. And there may be a lady or two in the place who just kind of feels like I don't need a man. I can do it all on my own. I don't need a man in order to acquire success. I don't need a man to have material things. I don't need a man to have self-esteem, self-respect, or love for myself. I don't really need you. I can't get any help in the place. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Well, if I'm the only person who has that mindset, maybe you'll hear me, because what I had to learn, now that was when I was 19, and what I've learned is I don't need a man in order to define me. And my fiancé will be the first one to tell you that I can be still a little extra independent and a little feisty. But I don't have to be so independent that it shuts out the help, advice, counsel, or assistance from a man. See, we are to be interdependent to one another. And while maybe a man or my father was not around all the time as a child growing up, the truth is we are called to be interdependent. The truth is that there is help and a good blend from one another. The lie is, I don't need a man attitude. See, whatever your truth is that you've neglected, whatever your truth is that you've neglected and left for a lie, that's for you to figure out. That's for you to think about. What is the truth that the Lord has given you that you're wrestling with? What is that truth? And that you've believed into the lie. For the Galatians, it was this truth of the gospel. The gospel that they came to know Christ as Savior for, they had kind of strayed away from or neglected and bought into this false gospel that had been preached, which is hardly to say it could be a gospel at all. And for them, it started to put them back into bondage. Yet Christ has set them free. And see, whatever it is in your life, Christ has set you free when you live into the truth. And where we come up in the piece of scripture that I've given us, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We find Paul giving us this last bit of exhortation, these last words of encouragement, after we've been given the lay of the land, the encouragement to stick to the truth, to don't feed into the lies, to stick to the truth. Yet, he finishes up and gives us a last piece of encouragement at the end. Don't become weary. Don't give up on the truth. He really says, push. Now, see, the church tradition that I come from has found a fun way to use this word, push. In the African-American church, you may hear somebody say, push, pray until something happens. That's cute, huh? Yeah, pray until something happens, but I don't know that that's such a bad idea. Why not continue to pray until something happens? Not throw in the towel, but push. Don't get discouraged, but push. Don't become weary, but push. See, I don't know what it means when, well, I do know what it means when you get a little discouraged because you just try to treat people right and they seem to just kind of continue to mess over you. But the Lord says, push. You try to do the right thing and you become weary in doing the right thing. I think Paul is encouraging you to just push. Studying hard, but you're not getting the grades that you wanted. I'm suggesting that you just push. You've been praying for a long time, and you're not seeing the Lord answer your prayers. I think the scripture is saying, just push. I continue to be faithful, but I'm not seeing results. Don't become weary in your well-doing, because in due season, you shall reap a harvest. If you do not faint, if you do not give up, but you just push. Keep praying to the God who hears your prayers. Keep pushing to the one who loves you so much. Keep holding tight to the promises that he's given to you. Keep doing the right thing, because don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. God is still in control. God is still in control. Because you will reap what you sow. Continue to sow love when the people continue to sow hate in you. Because love never fails. Be encouraged and keep pressing. Keep trusting. For the scriptures tell us that weeping may endure for the night, but your joy comes in the morning. The scripture says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. The scripture says that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? See, sometimes the enemy tries to get you down so that you can grow weary in doing the right things, in doing the right thing. But the word is to be encouraged and to push towards your advocate. Push towards your Lamb of God. Keep pushing towards the resurrection and the life. Know that you have the shepherd and bishop of souls with you. Keep pushing towards your judge and the Lord of lords. Keep fighting toward that man of sorrows and the head of the church. Keep pushing towards your master and your faithful and true witness. Know that the rock and the high priest and the door loves you a lot. Keep pushing towards your living water and your bread of life, your rose of Sharon and your Alpha and Omega. He knows the beginning from the end. Keep pushing and be encouraged by your Messiah and your teacher and your Holy One, the mediator, the amen, the king of Jews, and your bright morning star. Know that you have an advocate in the beloved, the branch, the carpenter, and your good shepherd. Keep pushing because you have the light of the world on your side, the image of the invisible God. You have the word and the chief cornerstone, your savior, your servant, the almighty, and the author and finisher of your faith is working with you. Keep pushing towards him. Be encouraged for the everlasting Father, the Shiloh, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the I Am, and your King of Kings is standing with you. Keep pushing for your Prince of Peace and your Bridegroom and the only begotten Son. He's your Emmanuel, the Son of God, the Dayspring, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Way, the Truth, and the Life. Don't become weary. That's all I have to say. Don't become weary in doing the right thing. Keep pushing. Keep praying until something happens. The enemy comes against you from all sides, but keep pushing because you will reap what you sow. See, I learned a long time ago when I was a little girl from the hymn that they sang in the church that my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust in the sweetest frame, but I've learned to wholly lean on Jesus' name, because on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap what you sow. I know school is tough. I know your family's crazy. I know your little boyfriend or girlfriend's getting on your last nerve, but keep on pushing. I know you're fed up with things. I know nothing seems to be going your way. The Lord seems to be quiet in your ear, but I dare you to keep pushing. I dare you to keep pushing. I dare you to keep putting one foot in front of the other and knowing that doing the right thing pays off, that the Lord rewards your faithfulness, that there is a harvest for you at the end of the day, because he is your advocate. He is your Savior. He's your Father who loves you deeply. Be encouraged on this day, for God is good all the time. Yeah, see, in the church that I grew up in, all you had to say was, God is good all the time. Right. But you can't say it unless you believe it. So, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. God bless you.